His name is Yannick Nézet-Séguin, but in a New York Times profile, he was nicknamed Mighty Mouse by the opera star Joyce DiDonato. After all, he seems to have saved the day more than once for the Philadelphia Orchestra, and as David Patrick Stearns reports, he hopes to continue to do so in the upcoming season.
I'm more proud of the next season than I am of this one, but I think this goes even more to the core of how I think in the future I want to program.
With his ever-evolving musical identity, what could Yannick Nézet-Séguin mean by that? Well, Beethoven Symphony No. 9 is paired with a new choral work by the fashionable downtown Manhattan composer Nico Muhly. Nézet-Séguin will end the season with his love of opera, Richard Strauss's Salome. In between, he's springing newly written concertos on three of the orchestra's principal players, all on the same weekend.
What we want is really to attract also national attention out of this and a mini festival.
Specifically, that will include a David Ludwig bassoon concerto for Daniel Matsukawa, a tandem work for multimedia video and harpist Elizabeth Heenan, and Bezad Ranjbaran's flute concerto for Jeffrey Kaner. True to form, there will be collaborations with choral groups and the dance company Filadenko. Few Philadelphia Orchestra music directors have reached out so often and to so many.
I'm here, I think I'm the new guy, you know, so I want to make friends with everyone. I want the orchestra to connect with as many groups as possible.
But what about this Mighty Mouse nickname? It fits. He's short and big-chested, and heroes come in many shapes and sizes.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.